Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Our first in-season check-in with Katie Manowitz, head coach of the Pella softball team. And coach, tough first week. You got four ranked games with three different opponents that are all in the top 15 to start the season, and they showed it. Your girls not really able to practice at full strength until this week, of course, with all the great things happening with our spring sports. Not to make that an excuse, but obviously maybe the kind of a little expected with some of these ranked teams. Your thoughts about how the girls battled through things and showed some flashes of the potential that's to come.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought, you know, we kind of said from the very beginning, like, this is going to be a tough first week to kind of, like, dip our toes in, especially, right, we had a lot of a lot of our athletes have been having success on the track and field side of things, so we weren't able to really get them to be able to do everything at practice, so being able to come in and at least get one win out of our four games this week was something that, you know what, we'd feel pretty content about. And, you know, first game was a little rough as far as, like, defense-wise and stuff. But I think throughout the week we have shown more and more progress about what this team has the potential to do, especially what our pitchers have the potential to do, just get easy routine plays for our defense to make. And that's all we're really asking for them to do at this point is kind of stay within themselves, make the routine plays, and then those extraordinary plays like Braylon had tonight will happen.
Well, and I've been around long enough to know that before you got here and before some of the good work that KDG did, that these games were just written off as 10-0, we're going to be done, or 15-0. And now you're in these games to the point where there were points in every single game this week you had a chance to take a lead or tie the game. How exciting is that to know that you're not even close to full strength yet, but you're right there with these teams? And I know you still want these to be wins. You're not that far off.
Yeah, absolutely. It's exciting to know that we have all this potential. It's frustrating that we don't have it yet, but like you said, we have to kind of remember that it's our first week that we've had everyone here able to do all the things. And I think that just kind of shows that the girls, that, you know, we as coaches have a lot of more belief than they probably have in themselves. But we as coaches know, and probably a lot of fans and parents know as well, that, like, this group has a lot of potential. And I think one of the more special bits about it is this team hates to lose more than they love to win, which is something that we're really blessed with as a coaching staff, that all of these girls have that competitive drive and we don't have to kind of force that into them as well.
Well, and there are so many girls out here who are playing really their first actual varsity ball. Some of them may have had a role last year. Some of them may have been a runner or a pinch hitter, and now they're stepping up and they're starters and they're going against elite pitching from Indianola, PCM, all these teams that could be at the state tournament in DCG. How excited are you to watch them figure it out, so to speak? Because I think that's the other piece of this, right, is there are some mainstays like Emma and Katie that are back, but there are a lot of girls out there that are really getting their first heat out there, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of our, like, we have a lot of returners, but at the same time, they're all at different positions. Like, Katie's been a starter since an eighth grader, but she's played second for the last 2 years, and now she's back at short. So it's kind of taking all of that with, like, a grain of salt. But, like, offensive-wise, like, we are not even close to what this team has the potential to do. So it's very exciting to watch them, you know, gain some confidence and, like, trust in their abilities as, like, they've worked counts. And, you know, something I've seen in Avery Parks this year is, like, she's getting way more comfortable with two strikes, and she's really being able to put the ball in play and really poke it out to wherever that ball is being pitched. Whereas last year, she's even admitted that, you know, she wasn't the most confident in the world with two strikes. Like, she, you know, was kind of, like, already anticipating a strikeout, versus this year, like, she's ready to go and she's ready to fight. So I think once it starts with her, like, and others on the team, like, it's just going to fuel to everyone else. So I'm really excited for what this group has the potential to do.
Here with Katie Banowitz, head coach of the Pella softball team, a 1-3 start to the 2025 season against three ranked teams, all in the mix, and teams that could be playing in Fort Dodge coming up. And this week, a big turning point. You start with 2-Newton on Monday, a program that just beat Pella Christian pretty soundly here tonight. So clearly one that's kind of in that improvement phase as well. Expectations going into Monday, knowing the Cardinals aren't just going to roll over for the Dutch.
Right, absolutely. We're going to treat that like we treated all the games this week. Like, the girls knew that we had to play clean, played solid, you know, to beat these teams this week. But we're going to treat Newton like we're going to like we treated DCG. Like, we're going to focus on us. We're going to play clean, solid defense. We're going to be aggressive early in the count to our pitch while we're hitting, and then we're going to utilize our speed. We're going to be a little bit more aggressive on the base pass. We're going to use our butt base hits. We're going to do some slapping runs, hitting runs, that type of stuff. We're going to focus on us and not really who we're playing.
And then just later in the week, knowing you're not focusing on who you're playing, but Norwalk is the team that ended your season a year ago. They're kind of the measuring stick probably for where you want to be. And then Pella Christian's always kind of a mental test for these girls because they grew up playing with or against these girls for so long. Not to go to specifics in that, but probably a good mental test here in week two coming up with those two teams in particular.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I know the girls are really looking forward to playing Norwalk. They're also really looking forward to playing PC. Just because of that in-town rivalry and just, like you said, playing against those kids since they were little. But it's always good to be able to know, like, kind of judge where we were based off of last year from especially, like, playing in Norwalk. But just being able to go out and get another chance to compete in a league that is just so tough. So it kind of just helps us see where we're at and when it comes to, like, postseason time.
Well, thankfully, still some time before we're talking too much about playoffs. It's head coach Katie Manowitz of the 1-3 Pella Dutch, ranked 13th here in Class 4A. Coach, appreciate your time. And I think we have all three games right now on the schedule next week, so we'll see you then.
Thank you.